Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The astrology equates to the sign Aquarius. Aquarius is the cosmos and the stars. All right? And Aquarius is forethought. Intuition. I know a lot of people use intuition for Pisces.
They look
at it as a psychic thing. But intuition is nothing about intuition. It's psychic. Intuition is pure knowledge. Knowing thyself.
I actually put intuition with Sag myself personally with Zoom.
Well, intuition is, I'm going to explain something really different.
All right.
A psychic ability has with it instincts and feelings, because psychic is Pisces and Pisces is a water sign. Okay.
All right.
Intuition doesn't have any feeling to it. Mm-mm. I know I don't have to have a feeling. I know that if I cut that stove on, burn the fuck out of my hand. That's knowledge. Okay. Aquarius is the sign of knowledge. Pisces is the sign of faith. Once you have knowledge, you don't need faith anymore.
Mm.
I like
and
that.
And what is the 12th house of Pisces? What undoes faith and belief? Knowledge. That's why knowledge reigns supreme over everything and everyone. KRS-One.
Which leads, don't you say we are already in the age of Aquarius?
Yes, we've been in age of Aquarius for almost over 500 years.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. There's a lot of people that are saying that's not accurate. I mean, yeah. I'm not arguing you with it. I got you.
It's interesting. I'm gonna explain my view of it. I'm not gonna argue about it either. You know? Okay. Listen. Around the time Leonardo da Vinci was born, and he's one of the avatars of this age, okay? He's a genius.
A Pisces, I believe.
Yeah, and Aquarius is genius, okay? Around the time, I think a year of his birth, the heliacal rising of Aquarius rose. Now, a lot of people in astrology don't believe in ages. And then those that do believe, they calculate upon the precession of the equinox. But you have to understand the calculation of the precession that they're using is Ptolemy's or Westernized. Mm-hmm. They're not using the Kemetic calculation of the heliacal horizons. They don't use them at all. Okay. The Egyptians, the Kemetians, or the Kushites, use the heliacal risings to determine the ages, not just the precession. So they are only doing one part of it. Mm-hmm. It's another part. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like I could delineate your sun sign, but if I don't know the degree of the sun, then I don't know the decan of the Dwana Shama either, and I can't go deeper into your stuff, because if I knew the degree, I automatically know the decan. If I know the decan, I know the Dwar. If I know the degree, decan and Dwar, then I can give you more information about your personality than I would just knowing your sun sign. And this is why most people don't believe sun paper astrology is real, because they not talk about decans and Dwars and degrees. Okay? So when the scientists are trying to disprove astrology, they're not even doing real experiments.
Wait, let me stop you. So are you saying sun sign astrology is real?
Solar astrology is real.
What's the difference?
Example. What is your birthday, young lady?
February 25th, 92.
So you're February 25th, right? Mm-hmm. So I know automatically that Valentine's Day every year, the sun's at like 25 degrees of Aquarius, mm-hmm. 14th, okay? 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I lose count of that 12
more degrees. It's like degrees. 6 degrees of Pisces.
So plus 12, 25 degrees, 25 degrees Aquarius plus 12. Okay, so we're looking at 6 degrees of Pisces approximately, mm-hmm. right? 6 degrees of Pisces puts you, your sun in the Pisces decan. Or the Neptune decan, or you know, the Jupiter decan, however you want to put that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Decan, right? And let me see, the Dwar would be 2.5. So 0, 2.5, it's Pisces, 2.5 to to 5 is what's next sign of the Pisces, Aquarius. Aries, and then 5 to 7. That's where you're at. Is Taurus. So you're in the Taurus dwad. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the sun is in Pisces. So I would think, hey, you're very interested or very motivated by visual art and poetic things, and meditation or music relaxes you. I would also say that aromatherapy is something that you're very interested in, and that even if you're into foods or not, then you're more into foods that melt in your mouth, or like cotton candy or watermelon, or you're into, how far am I correct so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep going.
Okay, so this is more information than saying, oh, you're Pisces, you're really psychic.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah. But actually, he's using what that guy from Astrolotta, well, I don't know if you're using this, but I've heard of the degree theory. Is it the degree theory, Paul?
Yeah.
Nicola? Nicola came up with that degree theory?
Yeah, but he's not using that.
No, he's not using it, but it's very similar because based on that degree theory, that those delineations, or rather like what you're saying, is basically like coming up.
It might be how he's doing it.
So as an astrologer, if you were paying me by the hour.
Hold up. Let's do this one more time. Marcus, when your birthday?
Oh, man. August 28th.
Virgo.
76.
So, he was born on 8/28, correct?
Yeah.
The sun goes into Virgo on 8/22, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, actually, so I don't know his chart. I forgot it. So
I'm not gonna read his whole chart. I'm just gonna read his sign. We want to see if sun sign astrology works. I'm sure.
Yeah. That's why that's why I wanted to just do.
So on 8/22, the sun is at 0 degrees. Okay, so 22. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, that's 6 degrees later. So that means he's approximately a 7 degrees Virgo sun, okay? So being approximately 7 degrees Virgo sun puts him in the Virgo decan, and also puts him in Virgo, Libra, Scorpio dwad, okay? Put him in the Scorpio dwad, all right? And so Marcus, it's very interesting in information and learning information that helps him break other things down analytically. And he likes to take things apart and put them back together mentally. And he does it with such a precision, and he dives so deep into the psychology of it that it's almost obsessive. Is that correct, Marcus?
You calling me crazy. I think that other people call me that too.
Okay, so just based on the technique that I'm showing you, that shows you that real sun sign, or solar is what I call it, solar astrology works. I haven't talked about his moon or his ascendant. I haven't done any of those calculations, which I can do, but I'm just showing you the very basic of what so many astrologers these days are missing in their education.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.